You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I got some crazy news for you today. But first, we're going to start this off with the hashtag coronavirus is a scam. Use that hashtag. Get it trending all over social media because you know it's a scam. And if you don't know, now you know, baby, baby. That's what's up. So, Mr. UFC Dana White, he went and got himself a private island so he can continue doing his little UFC thingies. Like, he doesn't want to just admit this is a scam because he knows it's a scam. He just wants to go ahead and have this on a private island. But then you look at his tweets, and he says he sure would love to meet this young boy after this Twilight Zone is over, as he puts it. I asked him, are you sure you don't want to meet this young boy on your private island, Dana White? Seriously, bro. For real. Boy, Alyssa Milano, if you, like, if you couldn't, like, wrap your mind around she's choosing to put herself out there in the most ridiculous way, it gets even more ridiculous. She has now pulled a full-on double standard on rape accusations. Everybody said, oh my God, Brett Kavanaugh raped me, oh my God. And I say everybody collectively, it's just whoever, right? But here's the catch. Whenever everybody's accusing Joe Biden of even worse, she says, oh, due process. I thought she wanted everybody to believe all women whenever it came to, Brett Kavanaugh having everything, thrown at him like that. Where was the due process for that? There really wasn't one. Everybody was calling for this whole Me Too movement. Back whenever the Me Too movement was in full effect, full swing. They got themselves a conviction of Harvey Weinstein, but I'm pretty sure he did it. So now we need to get a full-on conviction of Joe Biden, because we all know he did it. Like, there's no question about it. But to Alyssa Milano, oh, there's plenty to question. In fact, there's so much to question that she is completely ignoring it. Any kind of attention towards that, and she will not engage. You know why? Because she can't. She couldn't possibly defend herself against people saying, you support a pedophile. You know why? Do you know why? Because it's true. Coronavirus is a scam. Just like Joe Biden is a scam. Just like Donald Trump is a scam. Just like Nancy Pelosi is a scam. Just like Dana, did I say Dana White is a scam? Dana White is a scam. And guess what? They're all working together. Same thing with Maxine Waters. They all put up this huge opposition to Trump. But guess what? They all gotta live in that same house. They all gotta work together. Otherwise, what's gonna happen? So, if I was to believe everything that came on the news or was press released or tweeted about this whole Trump Congress fiasco, I would be led to believe that the White House just doesn't know how to get along, and they just don't know how to just set aside their differences and do their jobs. Like, don't get me wrong, I've had problem employees with me, like, start trouble with me. But just like to say that, like, you're in a professional environment, you're getting paid over $100,000 to $200,000 to $400,000 a year to do this job, right? And you're gonna tell me everybody that got voted in and everybody that's dealing with each other, like, they just all can't get along, and they just all can't come to an agreement, and they just They just all want to fight, and nothing's ever going to get done, and we're just stuck with those results. That's what I'm led to believe, right? In all of the tweets and all of the posts and all of the press releases and all of the briefings and this and that and the blah, 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 blah. No, they're playing you. They are playing you. They're playing you for a fool. And I hope you're not falling for it. You know, I've come to the assumption that everybody who's pushing this coronavirus agenda, well, they're doing the same thing that they did with the Las Vegas shooting. And to actually, like, quote myself, like, exactly on how I put this, it's like this. Britt Hume says, well, Dr. Birx just said it. Anyone in the U.S. who dies with COVID-19, regardless of what else may be wrong, is now being recorded as a COVID-19 death. I said, wow, that's outrageous. Anita Haas says, maybe for insurance purposes? I said, yeah, insurance fraud, I would think. This whole thing stinks to high hell of the same Las Vegas shooting factors that proved that it was not a tragedy at all and was just a complete money heist scam. Now, keep in mind the fact that I left out people who were really victims, right? Because we're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that they said it was a mass shooting. No, it was not. It was not a tragedy. It was a kidnapping. That's what it comes down to, a human trafficking kidnapping, blood raid party on the freaking top floors of the freaking, you guys know, of the Mandalay Bay. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I'm sick of it. I've had it up to here with the Las Vegas shooting. You know, she says, it's the only thing I can think of. Now life insurance premiums will go up after this is over. We have a hard enough time paying for what little we have now. More stupidity for the history books. I mean, that's straight up. That is straight up. But go to my Twitter, @ChanceCampaign, if you want to see more of what I'm talking about. But I will mention this. After seeing a similar tweet about it, saying that they die of COVID-19 no matter what is wrong, like maybe they died of cancer, but they also, like, maybe had COVID-19, and regardless of other health issues, it still counted as a COVID death. I said, and now we know why this number keeps skyrocketing. I told you these numbers were boosted, but people keep calling me a virus denier, which is currently the most uneducated thing a person could ever say to me. And I'm pretty sure you know why. But let's talk about real news. Real news. Our rescue, who is somebody that they're trying to end human trafficking. They rescued children from slavery. And you can imagine what they're being used as slaves for. They say, a survivor we helped repatriate, which means to bring to their original country, after being trafficked to the Mediterranean, just had emergency surgery on her stomach. Trauma from traffickers often inflicts long-term damage on survivors' bodies. We are grateful for the doctors who operated on her and now are helping her heal. Survivor recovers from emergency surgery. Now that is real news. But we're gonna move on. Today, during this coronavirus press conference or briefing or whatever you want to call it, the incumbent, we all know who that is, just suggested in so many words that the wasteful U.S. tax dollar big agriculture bailout is going to buy him votes in Wisconsin that he's convinced will win the state for him. Disgusting. #vegan. It's crazy. This is absolutely insane. During his press release, press briefing, press conference, whatever you want to call it, the incumbent sounds like he's falling asleep while he's reading this speech. Business, small business, business. I mean, like, for real. He was behind the podium, sounding like he's, like, seriously about to fall asleep. Have some coffee! You know, a guy in Colorado was cuffed and arrested in front of his 6-year-old daughter for playing t-ball with her in an empty park. People keep assuring me that we're not living in a police state. Well, tell me what a police state looks like if not this, says Matt Walsh blog. I said, whoa, this is socialism and communism. Jim Hoff says, another elitist busted. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot cuts video about staying home and saving lives. Don't get your hair done. Then caught getting hair done. I said, another clout chasing idiot ready to spread lies, but isn't ready to practice what she's preaching. And got caught. Hashtag coronavirus truth. Donald Trump made no deal during his recent visit to India. And it just so happens to be a coincidence that the coronavirus isn't affecting their country at all. In this life, there are no coincidences. In other news, Facebook is curbing freedom of speech again by taking aggressive steps to quash 5G conspiracy theories. All right, whatever. You know, also, a judge has rejected R. Kelly's request to be let out on bail due to the coronavirus. Ha! Straight up, corrupt officials have been maliciously tracking my phone since 2017. Straight up. They said I did something I didn't do, turned around, gave me a malicious warrant because the state picked it up. Even though it was a lie, the state picks it up. And then you're screwed. But, you know, they use that to illegally and maliciously track me on my phone. And they've been doing it since 2017, and here it is, 2020. Oh, this is all quote-unquote alleged, of course. You should go to my Twitter at Chance Campaign and check out this tweet that I retweeted called Constitution Dies of Coronavirus. Freaking hilarious. Here's a quote from an article. Biden supporter and professional blabbermouth has-been Alyssa Milano was recently forced to explain why she wasn't taking a believe all women stance, and what do you know, she's suddenly a fan of due process. We did already cover that, but I wanted to remind you. Honestly, there is no plan in place to save those of you who become sick from worry, depression, poverty, and the chaos the government and the experts have created. Megan Fox Ryder writes that. It's funny. It's funny, like, what they think that they can do and get away with. And you've really got to check out this news. Somebody named Logan Exhales tweeted, we've reached martial law. Cuomo doubles max fine for breaking social distancing rules to $1,000. So in New York, if you're quote-unquote caught breaking social distancing quote-unquote rules, you will be fined up to $1,000 to line his pockets. Because he don't care. What does he care? You should ask him, are you doing safe social distancing, Cuomo? Mr. Andrew, Andy, Drew Baby? Huh, Drew Baby? Mike Subban, I hope I'm saying your name right, replied to that. He says, that idiot thinks that fining the newly unemployed will be effective? What happens when they don't pay? Jail? Not so much social distancing going on in the slam. Somebody says, no jail. We're letting out prisoners now. You just gotta promise to pay it back. Wow. Wow. Nonviolent offense, just walk out with a ticket to reappear to offend again. I'm not going to read all these names because this is getting to be a bit much. And then somebody says, can't wait to see how long until we see them say, the purge had a great vision, let's try. Why do we have to wait for them to say it? I mean, I'm not encouraging it, right? I'm just asking you, like, why should we have to wait for them to authorize the purge? I mean, straight up. I am definitely not asking you to take it into your own hands. All I'm doing is asking you a simple question of like, why, like I get it. Okay, this person obviously doesn't like the idea of the purge. Maybe it scares them. But to some of us, It sounds like a reasonable thing to let happen. If you want to get rid of all these incumbent douchebags. And I'm just speaking hypothetically, there's nothing crazy going on here. And I say that specifically and exclusively because George Soros took a post of mine on a Facebook page of Donald Trump's, his official page, reported it, the page owner reported it as spam, but what George Soros did is reported it to the FBI. All I said is he should be shot and hung for treason. I'm sorry, was that a death threat? Because it looks to me like that's an observation. And it looks to the FBI like that's an observation as well. As a matter of fact, it looks like to the FBI, that's just a simple disagreement. So, yeah. Petty? Definitely. George Soros? Petty? Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Immature. It's funny. So funny. So funny the things that I have to go through. Just because I am who I am and I'm standing for what I'm standing for. Which is what we the people want. If we the people don't want it, kick rocks. We the people do not want the incumbents in office. All of them. We do not want them. You're gonna have to prove yourself. That's what this comes down to. And that's why they don't want me to be president. You should see all these emails and texts that I get or have gotten. Oh, you should drop out before it's too late. Oh, really? What are you gonna do? Seriously, what are you gonna do? Email me? Oh my God, so scared. What, you gonna place false accusations on me? Oh my God, so scared. As if I haven't been put through that before and come out fine, unscathed on the other side, untouched. Sure. Grab a crayon, psycho, and scribble this down. I don't give a fuck. Pretty funny. On my Twitter, I have some Call of Duty videos. You should go check them out. I won first place on Plunder, but before that, in the pre-match, where you get to, like, just drop in and then just start shooting each other. Yeah, I got 6 kills on that. In, like, 30 seconds. So you should go check those out. They're on my Twitter, @ChanceCampaign. But my friends, this is where it gets interesting. I said, oh, look, I'm one step closer to someone besides me having proof that real Donald Trump had a personal interest in a Las Vegas shooting for profit. That's major progress in such a short amount of time. Which means that he's going to profit off of these pills and all this crap going on, right? But then, I got definitive proof. Dr. Shiva posted, Dr. Fauci, his allies, Big Pharma, Gates Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, Chan Zuckerberg, WHO, CDC, and the Chinese Communist Party will profit enormously, both politically and economically, at the expense of American working people. I said, mission accomplished. I have now proved that Donald Trump is he's implicit. He's guilty. He is doing this all for profit.